This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Denver voters will decide whether to keep or repeal a ban on flavored tobacco products passed by its city council. The struggles of one city council member ties in with the larger fight. Council President Amanda Sandoval spoke about her daughter Bella getting hooked vaping Juul as a high schooler. Years later, Bella says she struggled to quit.
I didn't realize it was going to become a fully addiction. And people try and claim all the time, like, I'm not actually addicted. I could quit whenever I want. Like, that's not true. It's really hard. It takes some willpower.
She says she got $300 from Juul in a class action lawsuit of its marketing practice to minors. Juul declined comment. If you visit Casa Bonita today, you may find cliff divers and other performers picketing out front instead of entertaining inside. Denverite's Andrew Kenny reports on the labor fight at the iconic Lakewood restaurant.
57 Casa Bonita staffers are on strike starting today. They are all performers at the restaurant, which, as everyone knows, has people diving from cliffs, putting on puppet shows, and roaming the surreal scene in costume. Some of the performers were angry that their shifts were cut during a month-long Casa Bonita Halloween event, but the bigger dispute is about pay. The performers say they get less than workers on the service side. The restaurant is still open, and a spokesperson said Casa Bonita values all its employees. It's unclear how long the strike could go on. I'm Andrew Kenny, Denverite.
In Lakewood, mostly clear for the rest of the day. Tomorrow, sunny and 51 degrees. This is CPR News.